Mr. Peabody's Apples by Madonna. In the town of Hapville, which isn't a very big town, Mr. Peabody was congratulating his Little League team on a great game. They had not won, but no one really cared, because they'd had such a good time playing. Mr. Peabody was the history teacher at the local elementary school, and in the summertime, he dedicated every Saturday to organizing baseball games with other schools. Billy Little, who wasn't a very big boy, was one of Mr. Peabody's students. He loved baseball more than anything, and he thought Mr. Peabody was the greatest. After each game, he would always stay to help pick up all the bats and balls. And when they were finished, Mr. Peabody would smile and say, "Thanks, Billy. Good job. I'll see you next Saturday." Then he would start his walk home along the main street of Hapville, which wasn't a very big street, waving hello to everyone he knew, and everyone would wave hello back. Along the way, he always passed Mr. Funkadelli's fruit market. Here, Mr. Peabody would stop and admire Mr. Funkadelli's fresh apples. He would pick out the shiniest apple, drop it in his bag, and continue on his way. Across the street, Tommy Tittlebottom watched with curiosity as Mr. Peabody walked away with the apple. "That's strange," Tommy said to himself. "Mr. Peabody didn't pay anyone for the apple." Tommy got on his skateboard and rushed to tell his friends. The following Saturday, Mr. Peabody's team played another game, and they lost, as usual. But no one seemed to care because they'd had such a good time playing. Billy picked up the balls and bats, and Mr. Peabody set off on his walk home. He waved to everyone he knew, and they waved back. Once again, he stopped outside Mr. Funkadelli's fruit market, picked up the shiniest apple, dropped it in his bag, and continued on his way. Across the street, Tommy Tittlebottom and his friends watched Mr. Peabody, and they were amazed at what they saw. Mr. Peabody had not paid for his apple. They couldn't wait to tell all of their friends, who told their parents, who told their neighbors, who told their friends in the town of Hapville, which wasn't a very big town.